This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 7 and a half to the hour. It's Good Day Health Time. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell. You know, part of the feature of this hour with Jack and with Dr. Ken Kronhaus is taking questions from people. You can send them along to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Twitter at Doug Steffen. And I got a question, Jack, addressed to Dr. Jack Inkwell. And
all right.
I thought, here's Dr. Inkwell. It's Stockwell, folks. S-T-O-C-K-W-E-L-L. How you confuse that with Inkwell?
I remember a desk that had Inkwells.
Oh, yeah.
You know, about the first, second, third grade. I can remember Inkwells in the wooden desk.
Yep. I can, too, as a matter of fact. It's more, it was in, even into high school. No, junior high school with me. All right. So Dr. Inkwell is here.
Yes,
I am. From ForbiddenDoctor.com. And we'll get into lots of conversations. Probiotics later in the hour. Right now, someone did send me, a fellow named David, wants to know about breakfast. He saw a review of breakfast as being the most dangerous meal of the day for those who like sugar. Breakfast foods that sound as if they're healthy are laden with sugar these days. In, for example, some of the strawberry yogurts that are around, the second ingredient ahead of strawberries is evaporated cane sugar. And a lot of brands of granola have more sugar per serving than Fruit Loops or Cocoa Puffs. So breakfasts have become a lower fat versions of dessert, it seems. And you can see this with kids bouncing off the wall. Well, this is, you know, breakfast in America is morning dessert for some people, and all the sugar in these cereals, no wonder the kids are bouncing off the walls, and all the doctors want to do is prescribe them with some kind of medication to calm them down, wherein if they really, the parents were really doing their job and read the ingredients in this category in these boxes, Jack, and they would never, I mean, if they have any knowledge, they wouldn't send their kids off to school having eaten this much sugar.
In my first nutrition class when I was in college, and you get exposed to quite a bit, certainly more than med school. You don't get nutrition in med school.
No.
There's a couple of them that offer it as a 30-minute elective, as an introduction to nutrition, but that's about it. But in chiropractic college, you get quite a bit. And I remember the first assignment we were given outside of class to do some research was to go to the grocery store and go down the cereal aisle and find the number, find and name the cereals that sugar was not in the first four ingredients.
What'd you find?
We found four.
Really?
And the cardboard of the box would probably taste better than those cereals because, and this fellow could not be any more correct than the statement he made. The yogurt is, all commercial yogurts are just soft ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And the breakfast cereals, the worst meal, the worst food, two things that are popularly sold in America, breakfast cereal and granola bars. Two of the worst foods you can possibly eat because they've been made out of flour. And flour is some of the most denatured food you can possibly eat. Now, the whole grain is different. The whole grain still has the oil inside the germ, which is very nutritious for the body. But once that germ has been opened up through the milling process and exposed to oxygen, especially the vitamin E portion, when it goes rancid, and that's why they have to put additives to flours, especially bleaching material, to cover up the rancidity taste of these exposed oils. They're actually carcinogenic. There is a new wave. It's not new. It's a reawakening of breakfast around the country, and it's called intermittent fasting, where you don't eat breakfast. You don't eat anything till about noon, 1 o'clock, your lunchtime, and then you don't eat past 5 or 6 o'clock. and all the nutrition that the body needs, it can get during that period of time. Weight falls off, more energy, mm-hmm. much better sleep at night, clearer thinking when you wake up in the morning. As your body starts shifting more to your stored fat reserves in the body for its energy, than it does loading it up with sugar in the morning. And you were right what you were saying there a minute ago about the kids bouncing off the wall.
Oh, my God.
Sugar-laced cereal. Right. Then they get some kind of a snack. Then they get sugar-laced lunches at school. Then they mm-hmm. get some kind of a snack. Then they get
now, where is the government? All the government. The USDA is supposedly responsible for the contents of meals at schools. And you see what a fraudulent effort that is when all this crap that gets in there is allowed. A lot of it is excess, but it's just a joke.
Yeah, the USDA was formed right after World War II primarily to promote the grain industry mm-hmm. because it had fallen off the map during the war.
Right. Well, they used all the grains for the war effort,
yep.
like
yep.
a lot of other things. So they now had to go back. People had gotten it out of their diets. A lot of other things have gotten out of their diets, and a lot of things that we couldn't do during the war, not only what we ate, but how we lived, the homes, all of that stuff. You saw a huge resurgence in a different style of living after World War II in the late 40s and up through the late 50s. All kinds of things changed, and our diets were one of them. We were impacted like never before with advertising, because television didn't come into late 40s is when TV first came into vogue, and it wasn't really popularized until the mid to late 50s when, you know, most people had at least one small television set in their home, and then advertising with that, the soap operas, and then General Mills and General Foods and all of the companies that are now prevalent today, they got their start there and their foothold. It was all branding. Branding is, you start with a brand. That's why so many people, they advertise things to younger people, because normally when you get into, not so much with millennials anymore, but it used to be the case, certainly when we were younger, Jack, and our children, when you were exposed first to a brand, and it was an interesting survey done. The most effective brand ever marketed in terms of people remembering the product endorsements, the way it was put forth, and people staying with it, was Buick. Buick Automobiles have, in the tradition of advertising, most success in recalling name and experience, and it never has happened with any other. Even though there are a lot of great brands around, Buick is the one, for whatever the reason, that has had the longest lasting impact in terms of continuing advertising and focusing on the brand and what it means.
And look how they've carried that brand to this day by what's the commercial say now? Oh, that's not a Buick.
Yeah, right.
You know,
but it is.
But it's still there. That name is still very vibrant. I would have picked Coca-Cola, I think.
Well, I think Coca, it depends on whether you're using music or images. There are a lot of things, and I get into the weeds here a little bit because advertising is really my business. So I can tell you that impacts of jingles, I'd like to teach the world to sing.
I was just getting ready to do the same thing.
Harmony. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Well, that, you know, that made Coca-Cola feel like it was a great, it was a feel-good product. It's sticky, it's syrupy, it's sugary, it tastes like crap, it isn't refreshing. I don't understand how anybody likes Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola. I just don't find them to be, in the summertime when it's warm and I'm hot and thirsty on the farm, the last thing I do would be to reach for a Coca-Cola.
Remember that a 12-ounce can has anywhere from 8 to 12 teaspoons of sugar per can.
Right. Well, it's the same thing as, but you were told not to drink that stuff when you were a kid. In the morning, you can't drink Coca-Cola. You have to drink orange juice. Or you got to drink, you know, something, people, hot chocolate, whatever it is. And they all are loaded with sugar. It doesn't make any difference whether hot chocolate's loaded with sugar, orange juice loaded with sugar, Coca-Cola. So it's just tradition that you don't drink Coca-Cola. If you're into sugar, you're going to want to drink Coca-Cola. Not that it's good for you any time of the day, because it's not. But it's funny how, again, our values were, and by the way, the largest orange juice manufacturer in the country belongs to Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Now remember, I'm not saying orange juices have sugar, but half of the sugar in orange juice is sucrose, table sugar. No, they didn't add it. They didn't add that to it. No, they didn't add it to it.
Fructose
it
is normal.
It came off the tree. No, it's in citric fruits, citrus fruits, fructose doesn't play that high a role. It's more of a sucrose nature, table sugar. They didn't add it to it. It's that way coming off of the tree, which is why kids love orange juice much more than a lot of other things.
Well,
but the fruit juice drinks out there, it doesn't say 100% fruit juice. It'll just say fruit juice and apple orange. That has a lot of sugar added to it.
Right. Concentrate. If it's coming from concentrate.
Yep.
So I'm curious. You have a big brood in your family. I have my – I'm trying to remember back to my children and what they were exposed to when they went to school. But I'm more familiar with watching Miles, my grandson, and what my daughter has taught him based on what she learned, that my children were never exposed to lots of sugars and that sort of thing. Brendan developed a sweeter tooth later on. Megan never has, really. And so Miles is being exposed to all sorts of things that are good for him, and he doesn't know the difference. And I think that's the key. If you don't expose your children to these things or in mass, I was the bad guy. I was the first one to expose Miles to ice cream. And so that,
Well, that's granddad's, grandpa's role.
I got a black mark for that. but, yeah, it's a grandparent's job to expose the grandchildren to that sort of thing. But the point I'm making is that you can predicate what your children will like and not like by what you expose them to as they're growing up. If they aren't exposed to a lot of this stuff and they don't see a lot of ads on television, Miles has yet to see a television show. He's just now, this past week or two, started to see what Sesame Street was about, and no advertising in that. But I think, and when they get to school, they'll share their, I think they're doing it now, as a matter of fact, because he goes to preschool a couple days a week, and they bring their lunches, and they share their snacks and things like that. So, sooner or later you get exposed to it. But he's been, and this is what I hope you all will realize, that how they are impressed at first is going to be what sticks with them probably more than anything else.
That's true. And what makes up their diet the first 3 years of their life is vitally important because it trains the system for what it wants thereafter. And so many kids, we look at this epidemic, this terrible epidemic of obesity. One in three kids before puberty are overweight now. And that's kind of where it starts with these breakfast cereals and with formula.
Right. Well, it's all food for thought, literally and figuratively.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master, right? The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
In today's automotive news, we now have sales numbers for January and February for Tesla's biggest countries, including the US and Europe. It looks like a 42% shortfall for Tesla. Tesla sold an estimated 11,548 cars in January and February combined, with 1,875 Model 3 units in January and 2,485 in February. The Model 3 is already looking like an epic miss of Olympic proportions. At a projected 2,500 cars sold per month, that would be a measly 30,000 a year from the 400,000 guidance the company promised. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. He and his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, invite you to go check out what's there. A lot of podcasts that have been done by him, got to do the right English, him and his wife. It just doesn't sound right. By him, and then if you use him as the objective case, it doesn't go well with his wife, who is in the subjective case. So I'm going back to my English teacher roots. But anyway, Dr. Jack and Mary have a podcast that focus on all kinds of things. The current ones, what doesn't cause heart attacks, and then what does cause them. And then there's a focus on arthritis in one of the podcasts, and you got the flu, all sorts of things that are there at your fingertips if you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. They spend a lot of time and effort, and this is a public service. They're not, they didn't charge you for doing it. It's one of those things. They do a lot of things at this website, actually. The symptom survey is another way of you finding out what's going on in your body. It doesn't cost you anything to take the symptom survey, so you might want to try that out as well. Just see what's going on. It's your job to know what's going on in your body, and Jack is great as an evaluator, a technician, as a NUCA chiropractor, yes. But then you're one of the few. Actually, is there fewer now of NUCA chiropractors, or is the number of NUCA chiropractors?
No, it's getting
to
be very popular. Actually, it's yes. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of kids. There's 30 schools of chiropractic. Only two of them teach this particular upper cervical approach to the spine. But the schools that do not have it in their curriculum have on-campus clubs. And then we have seminars, big seminars twice a year that I teach in. In fact, we have one next month down in Newport Beach that I'll be teaching for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting more and more popular with the kids all the time because of the continued miracle results that this approach to the spine gets. And
but
I
you
don't
do things differently. I know you don't. But you are teaching different methods than you used. And most doctors will tell you the same thing. If they're really good at their craft, that, especially if they've been out of school for a number of years, they basically don't use anything that they used in, they learned in school, because everything has changed, whether it's traditional medicine, whether it's this kind of specialized service that Jack does. What you were taught in school, you've modified, I bet you, and I don't think we've ever gotten into the specifics, but you have changed the way that you do things based on results and
sure.
research and
sure.
all the other things. You have so many people that come through that office, they're, in a way, in a nice way, like guinea pigs, because you can see what works and what doesn't. You try stuff. If it doesn't, one thing doesn't work, you try something else.
And then you find out what works and you stick to it.
Yeah.
One thing I've learned in my short 67 years on this planet, words don't teach. Experiences of
yes.
life is what teaches.
Yeah, well.
And whether you're in grade school or high school or college anymore, what you are taught is not the experience of life itself. It's how to take a test and pass the test to get the kind of grades that are going to look good on a resume or get you a scholarship or something else. And you made a very, very good point there a moment ago when you said most of what you're taught in those circumstances do not really apply later on. Yeah, that's about it. Because when I was in school, what I was being taught is how to pass national board examinations.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know this. You need to know this. You better understand that. And these are the things that are crammed in your heads to pass national boards. Because chiropractors, it's 10 semesters of school. And you go through 4 rounds of national board exams to get that license. And that's your focus. Not on a life experience. Passing those exams.
Yeah. It's like, well, we've gotten into that whole psychosis, teaching kids to pass tests instead of teaching children. Once you get beyond junior high school, it ought to be not book learning. It ought to be experiential learning. I've been long a maintainer since I taught school, as a matter of fact, back in the 60s and 70s. Experiential teaching, much better, much more effective than working with a book. 28 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
About 34 after the hour on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen here with our weekly view, the traffic reports from Jack Stockwell as to what goes on in his office. The people who come in and they go out, they've learned so much, they've had help. They get from him in person what you get from him on the radio, a true overview of alternative healing and ideas when they countered. You see all of these things, the study that's out this week, Jack, on opioid-related hospitalizations for children and how the numbers have gone up and up and up and up and up. The study from the Journal of Pediatrics finds the number of children hospitalized in pediatric intensive care for ingesting opioids has doubled.
Mm-hmm.
It took the patient ages here from 1 to 17 admitted to hospitals with opioid-related diagnoses. This is criminal. Researchers say many of the children likely overdosed on painkillers prescribed to their parents or other family members. In this study, children under six are attached, the problems for them are methadone, 20% of opioid ingestions, and some of it goes back to in the womb. So how can we be, I guess this dumb, stupid, how can you be so insensitive? Or is it just that these things are pummeled? You can't turn on the television. We were talking about advertising earlier and how it impacts the sugary cereals and what children eat, what the influences are. The same thing is true here for adults of all ages. You can't watch an adult-oriented program on any of the major networks, Fox, NBC, CBS, ABC, without seeing in practically every break some promotion for some GD drug that comes from one of these huge pharma companies. This is better than, and the names you can't ever pronounce. Ask your doctor about opioid or closeroid or fentanoid or whatever the hell it is. And then they spend 15 seconds telling you why it's good for you and 45 seconds telling you how it's going to kill you. And yet these ads run day in and day out. You all know what I'm talking about. You all see them. And yes. Are we influenced by them? That's the question. We must be. Otherwise, they wouldn't keep running the ads.
Yeah, and at the same time that they're telling you the side effects, suicide, aberrant behavior, anal leakage, all these terrible side effects of this particular drug, you see this happy family springing across the grass with a picnic lunch, sitting under the shade of a tree with everybody with a beautiful smile on their face. Because the visual is more powerful than the auditory for so many people. I mean, these things are so well crafted that I thought, my goodness, man, maybe I should. Oh, no, wait a second. They almost
maybe
got
I should take
one.
Some of this.
Yeah.
Stuff. Yeah.
Right.
I can prescribe it. Can doctors prescribe for themselves? I never asked that question before of anybody. Can you prescribe your own medication? Could Ken write himself out as a script for something that he needed or wanted?
Well, that's not considered ethical.
I didn't ask you whether it was ethical. I said, can doctors do it?
As far as the law is concerned, that's up to the individual states. And they vary from state to state. I looked into that at one time.
Yeah.
And what the current laws and things are, I do not know. I don't have an answer for that that would really be clear. However, it's not considered ethical for them to do anything like that.
It would be a fascinating study, though, wouldn't it, to see if doctors ever, or a question to ask of doctors. I have to remember that now. I have doctors either on the program where I'm doing.
Well, we have a medical doctor in the family. One of Mary's family members is a medical doctor. He's a big wig. Yeah, he was president of the Utah Medical Association.
He must think you're a
very reluctant
aberration.
He's the only one of her siblings I haven't worked on. But funny enough, but he is very reluctant to give a member of his family, his siblings and nieces and whatever, a prescription. He'll say, no, you go to the ER, you go to your family doctor. I really don't want to do that. Because he tries to be as respectful of the ethics as he possibly can.
But he's
a great, he's a good man. He's a really good man.
Yeah, but he doesn't like what you do.
Well, he doesn't understand it. We've never had a discussion. And most medical
people. All right, hold on a second. Mary, your wife, had 14 lumps in her breasts.
Well, actually, they stopped counting at 17. There were more than
17 lumps in her breast, whatever the number was. And through her own educational efforts and doing things that were natural, this was, I think, when you first met her, if I remember the story correctly. So if she went to her brother, he would have said, go see an oncologist or some cancer specialist that can chop out.
She did.
Oh, she did do that.
She did. Okay. That's what they told her to do. And she went to I believe it was the radiologist that was reviewing the mammogram and an exam and said, he just leaned forward. He says, there's nothing we can do for this. You know, you just have a bunch of cysts, a bunch of lumps. Right. There's nothing we. And he patted her on the knee and said, come back when it's cancer. We can do something about that.
Yeah.
And so she went on this quest along with me. We did it together. And that's our very first podcast, podcast number one, Melting Breast Lumps. Mm-hmm. And it's the book that we are now just finishing, that Melting Breast Lumps, How I Prevented Breast Cancer. And all the science, all the work, all the things have gone into this. It's going to be pretty lengthy, and we're almost finished with it. Hopefully by this weekend it'll be ready to publish.
And all that stuff is at Forbidden Doctor. com. But it really is something when, and I don't, I think I asked Mary at one point in time, or you, what her brother's reaction, even to this day, what does he say? It was a miracle or some other nonsense that comes from somebody who's a conventional doctor? What, to what credit does he give that these lumps went away?
I don't know, Doug. I don't know that they've ever had that discussion. However, many of her other siblings regularly consult with her for nutritional advice because she's got two sisters that have had either had it or currently diagnosed with.
So does the brother come
breast problems? But,
well, I don't want to put him in the focus. I just find it interesting that people that are so stuck in their beliefs can't look outside the box, because that's where most of the good thinking is done, outside the box.
Well, that's part of the system. The system locks you into a certain ideology. It locks you into a certain way of thinking. When I had some sinus surgery done last summer, the ENT that I was working with at the time, very affable, very friendly. We laughed, we joked a lot. Mary had about a 15-minute discussion of a natural approach to antibiotic use in the body without using antibiotics, and he was fascinated with what she said. But then he said this: "You have to understand, I've been trained in Western medicine."
Mm-hmm, okay.
That's so what I know.
You can't read a book.
That's my focus. Well,
yeah,
exactly. I would love to look into this, but who's got time to look into what you're talking about? Yeah. But he was impressed with what she had to say.
Good for him. Here's something that'll impress you. Cigna, the health insurance giant, has agreed to buy Express Scripts. This, again, shows you how the pharmaceutical business, the drug companies, have their fingers into everything. This outfit is going to spend $52 billion to reshape the healthcare landscape. This is the latest in a number of consolidations that are going through the healthcare industry, not Jack's side of the healthcare industry, because they still don't reckon. Well, actually, the healthcare industry does pay for chiropractic now, right? Although you don't.
Oh, yeah. Most insurance companies cover chiropractic.
Right. But yeah, so but you don't take any of that stuff. You're one of those cash and carry.
Right, doctors. But I give them paperwork. If their insurance company covers chiropractic, I give them paperwork that they can file to get their own reimbursement, which they'll get much faster than I would ever get it.
So you put the Cigna buy together with Amazon that has gotten together with Chase Bank and Warren Buffett's organization to move into the healthcare business. Whether it'll save money and you'd be better off after the fact remains to be seen. But the benefit to consumers is never the first thing they think about. The benefit to the bottom line, to the stockholders, that's what they're thinking about. So don't be fooled by the ads that say, we'll bring your medical and pharmaceutical stuff all together and it'll serve you better and yada, yada, yada. They figured out how to get it to the bottom line, otherwise they wouldn't be buying. That's really it. And Scripps is responsible for prescription plans for 80 million Americans. So there's that. There's so much money in this. My God. Money, money, money. And we're more and more being addicted to things that when are we going to learn? When are we going to more money is spent. I don't mean to sound like a preacher or someone who's continuing to bang the drum. But at what point do you realize, when you understand the numbers, that more money is spent now and has been for the last 4 or 5 years on alternative forms of medical and health procurement than on so-called mainstream medicine?
Doug, it's longer than the last 3 or 4 years. It's going into 2 decades. 2 decades. That's why this massive TV advertising, that's massive primetime medical shows in the evening to steer you back towards drugs for everything, drugs for anything.
The ads are there, but look at how many doctor shows there are on and who's producing them. Like the old, what's the one, Grey's Anatomy, that seems to be the most popular now, and the subtle theme sometimes of what goes on in these doctors. Every network has at least one of these doctor shows, Chicago Med on NBC. ABC has got Grey's Anatomy. Fox has got that new show. I forget what it's called, but every one of them's got a hospital show, and there's a subtle subcurrent information that's there that pertains to, you know, doing it the old-fashioned way. Spend a lot of money and make people get rich. Never mind, you're not going to get well necessarily, but you get rich.
Well, the kind of the thinking is if there's really big, serious problems, it takes a really big, serious solution. Well, nothing could be further from the truth.
All right, let's get to
the smallest of lifestyle changes.
Speaking of lifestyle changes in an easy way to work on a lifestyle change, Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity Products. Here's something that's fabulous. It's a new solution that satisfies your need for fish oil and krill oil. You heard Jack talk a little while ago about actually eating fish. Yep, that's the best way. That's the first round of defense. If you can't get it every day, you need to take these Krill Omega 50 Plus capsules with CoQ10 every day. 500 milligrams of EPA and DHA omega-3s, which is great for your cardiovascular system. Get the blood to your brain, all around your body, to your muscles, and that's what this does. Also, you have the joint support that comes from krill oil, the liquid that goes around the bursas that keeps everything fluid and moving, lubricated. So you want to feel better guaranteed? Call 800-355-1493. It's Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 free at 800-355-1493.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing, drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel to heal. Use as directed.
All right, a couple minutes before we run ourselves out of time in this portion of Good Day Health, coming up next, a discussion of probiotics, prebiotics, that sort of thing. But Jack, to sort of underscore the forbidden doctor and what goes on there, the free tests you can take, the people on your staff are so good at evaluating.
Yes.
The survey, right. And then there are ways of dealing with problems that you may have. One of them, as the essence of having a good, healthy gut, the long-life energy enzymes, which was a real, when you brought me into that, it was a real education. I take them every single day. So all of you may want to check that out if you haven't so far. It's available at the Forbidden Doctor website, ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
After the hour now, it's time for us to check in with Dr. Jack Stockwell once again as he presents to us a thoughtful overview of probiotics on the Good Day Health program, gooddayhealthshow.com. Some good podcasts about various things. Jack's got his own podcast at forbiddendoctor.com. We add to that with his focus on probiotics. I've always wondered what the difference, well, maybe I haven't always, but in the last year or two, I don't know that we've actually talked about the difference between probiotics and prebiotics. I know the difference between probiotics and antibiotics, so maybe that's where we start, using probiotics and how to take them, that sort of thing, under what circumstances. So you can have your way with us, Jack.
Well, it comes down to something as simple as this. Were you nursed as an infant? Were you able to be nursed by your mother for at least 3 weeks? I wasn't either. Yeah. And here's the problem. As far as we know, when a baby is born, its gut is sterile. In other words, from the mouth to the bottom, there's no bacteria in there yet because they were inside the amniotic sac developing inside a mom. and there's no bacteria inside the amniotic sac. It's a completely sterile condition. But as soon as the baby's born, here is the perfect breeding ground for bacteria. And what we want to do to make sure that's in the baby's gut is healthy bacteria, because whatever bacteria gets in there first is going to line the gut. And when you, anytime you've ever seen a picture of a colonoscopy or something like that, and you're looking for nice pink tissue inside the colon, what you can't see are the billions of bacteria that are lining the gut wall any more than you could look at the skin of your arm or hand and see the billions of bacteria you're covered with. They're just too small. But this is a simple microbiological fact. As soon as that fresh tissue is made available to bacteria, it's going to line that gut. That's why babies need to be nursed from mama, from a healthy mother, from the get-go, because her milk is full of the kind of bacteria that's supposed to line the gut. Now, well, that doesn't happen.
With the calves and stuff, the animals that are born need the same thing, need the colostrum.
Absolutely.
It's the colostrum, amongst other things, I think.
Well, colostrum is a big boost to the immune system. There's a lot of things in colostrum that chemical signals to get that immune system up and running on its own, since it's no longer getting mama's blood through the placenta.
Right.
So now, for people who weren't nursed, you weren't nursed, I wasn't nursed, what lined our gut is whatever touched our mouths as soon as we were born. Now, hopefully, you had a vaginal birth, because if you have a vaginal birth, you're going to pick up her bacteria that's in the birth canal, and that's a good thing. But whatever kind, the nurses that were attending, the doctor that was attending, whatever was attending, you're going to get that bacteria lining your gut. And that is going to stay there until the day you die. That is not going to change. Now, the whole reason for probiotics before prebiotics, the whole idea of probiotics is that it promotes the growth of good bacteria. But the thing about probiotics, if you weren't nursed, is you have to take probiotics every day of your life for the rest of your life, because it's not going to embed in the wall of the gut. It's going to go right on through the gut. You take a big, heavy dose of probiotics today, within 3 to 5 days, its effectiveness will be over with. It'll have passed through.
So all those millions of bacteria that they say on the label of the probiotics bottle, they don't stick, they're out with your poop?
That's right. Now, it's good. It's good, healthy bacteria, and it will help a colony grow, but it's not going to get into the gut wall. Because the gut wall is already embedded with the bacteria that you were born with. Huh. Or that you were nursed with, or that took the place of nursing.
So is this a waste of time?
No. It's a good thing. So if you've gone through a round of antibiotics and you start taking probiotics, and then you stop after a while, within a few days, the effect of that probiotic has worn off.
Right.
Now, prebiotics, like inulin, it's an indigestible fiber that is in, and a lot of people will take the prebiotic inulin, which is what we recommend at Standard Process, is that inulin will get in there and feed the good bacteria that is present. There's a big difference between probiotics, prebiotics, and the fact is, if you were nursed, you're off to a really good start. You're probably the healthiest people on the planet. If you weren't, probiotics daily.
Probiotics and prebiotics, it sounds like, would be a good antidote to antibiotics. There you go. That's the information, the expertise of Dr. Jackson.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, but we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.